Here in the United States, Americans and their political leaders are observing this Memorial Day, and we're joined by NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, as we are every Monday. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So the Democratic candidate for president, John Kerry, is scheduled to make a series of foreign policy speeches this week. What's he likely to say?
Well, he's already given one speech and had interviews with major newspapers where he's laid out his views of foreign policy, which is basically a nuanced critique of President Bush. He is mainly criticizing the president for his go-it-alone stance in the world, his handling or mishandling, Kerry would say, of American alliances. But it's not a radical departure, as some Democrats would have him do, or as former Vice President and former candidate Al Gore certainly did in a speech last week. But, you know, it's interesting because in these interviews, John Kerry, the Democrat, sounds less like someone who is eager to build nations and spread democracy than George Bush, the Republican, which is a complete role reversal from 4 years ago, from where President Bush was 4 years ago.
There are a lot of parodies of John Kerry that have him saying, oh, did I mention I was a veteran? He says it a lot. Is that working for him politically?
Well, I think, as the saying goes, it's necessary but not sufficient. The Democrats needed someone to show strength on national security at a time when it's such a high priority item before the American people. And it probably helps to see him surrounded by veterans and people in uniform. And it might go some distance toward blunting the Bush attacks, attacking him as weak on defense. But, as I say, it's not enough. He's got to have something more than that.
Well, you said that it might go some distance toward blunting the attacks on Kerry. Why doesn't that go all the way?
Well, you know, the Democrats have had this problem with national security ever since the Vietnam War, where even though by the end of that war the majority of Americans were opposed to it, the fact is that the Democratic opposition has led in the polls the Democrats to be seen as weak on defense. And there's another part to that, Steve, that is kind of interesting, which is that what you've seen is the massive departure of Southern Democrats from the Congress, or Democrats in the or Southerners departing from the Democratic Party as a whole. But those Southern Democrats were traditionally the hawks in Congress, and they were often at the top of the committees that funded and oversaw the military. Now those jobs are Republicans, and the face of the Democratic Party is much more northern and western and urban. And many of those Democrats in Congress are very frankly skeptical of the military.
And whether you talk about Republicans or Democrats in Congress, not a lot of them are veterans. I suppose John Kerry is unique in that sense. Does it matter?
Well, he's not unique, but he's part of a dying breed, certainly. More than 70% in the 1970s of Congress was made up of veterans. It's fewer than 30% today, and the vast majority of those were Vietnam veterans or earlier, World War II or Korea, so it could be even fewer in the future. And that's less than in the population as a whole, whereas it used to be higher. So clearly it is not a criterion for running for office and being elected. And doesn't seem to really affect people's votes in Congress, but it does mean you lose important voices when you don't have people who have served in the nation's wars. And you hear that in debates when you do have the veterans of various wars coming forward. It'll be interesting to see whether this war changes those attitudes again. You know, we've had this weekend all of these World War II veterans here in Washington to celebrate the opening of their memorial. And they're very old men and women now, and it's a question of these faces of this war in Iraq, whether they will be also celebrating the memorial in years to come.
Cokie, thanks. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.